let me walk it back a little bit. So I came to UK having written for a student high school paper, and I thought I'd be a journalist. And I had taken some, I loved to take pictures when I was a kid. I had a Brownie camera, then I had a little Polaroid, a Polaroid Swinger it was called. And I took pictures of my cat and my feet and the bushes in the backyard and things like that. And then at the high school paper, I took some sports pictures in sports that I wasn't playing in. So I had an interest in both photography and writing. And I started school as a journalism major, and the classes were all pretty. And I, at the same time, I was working for the Colonel, doing what they were talking about in the classes, which were the inverted pyramid lead, where you had to get all the main facts in the first paragraph and, you know, the most important things first, and then the pyramid is upside down. It's inverted, right? Because then you include other things, quotes from people and whatnot, but your main information had to be in that lead, you know? But I was doing that every day for the Colonel, and I went to cover Wendell Berry giving a speech at the Student Center Ballroom in the fall of 67 about his opposition to the Vietnam War, which I had already fallen into the kind of the, you know, the hippie movement and the anti-war movement at UK, and there was one, and there were some, bell bottoms and love beads and so forth. So I went to this lecture by Wendell, and he was so to the point and so eloquent that I resolved to, number one, go interview him at his farm in Henry County, number two, start taking his classes in creative writing, and not long after that, switch my major from journalism to English. And that first time that I went to visit Wendell and Tanya Berry, fall of 67, when I got there, and it's, you know, an hour and 50-minute drive way up the into northern Kentucky near Carrollton. But when I got there, there was a family there. It was Gene Meatyard and his wife, Madeline, and their I'm not sure if they had their kids with them or not, Christopher and Melissa and Michael. But Gene Meatyard had immediately struck me as a singular individual. He was wearing knickers, English knickers, and an Irish kind of woolen hat, and he had a very strange camera that had two lenses, one on top of the other, that you look down into as you're shooting in the, you know, kind of at a right ahead of you. You're looking down into a viewfinder, and he was pointing at things, but, you know, you wondered what in the hell he was taking a picture of, you know.
How old a man would he have been at that time?
Let's see. He died in 72 at the age of 47, I think. And so in 67, he would have been 42. Wendell and Tanya Berry's 7-year-old son, Den Berry, took me aside and whispered in my ear, pointing over to Gene Meatyard. He said, "This guy makes really strange pictures." And I thought, "Oh yeah, kid, sure, you know, tell me about it." And it happened to be that there was an exhibit of Gene's work hanging at Dr. Ziggy Gerlach's Doctor's Park. Doctor's Park's still over there on Limestone Avenue. And Dr. Gerlach had exhibits and meetings of the Lexington Camera Club there, and was a wonderful guy. I made a beeline to see this show because I'd heard that this photographer I just met was really good. And sure enough, they were pictures there unlike any I'd ever seen before. They were small, black and white, square, but they had strange things going on in them. People with their faces blurred, figures blurred in the shadows, people with masks on. All very kind of dark, but some kind of comical. And I was coming out of a tradition of repertorial tradition, you know, the camera as, you know, getting, you know, the unblinking eye, getting reality into the camera and onto paper, you know, showing us the world as it is. And in in writing the journalism, you know, credo was the who, what, where, why, when, and how, the five W's and the H. And it was all about, you know, facts and details. And so suddenly here I was confronted with these photographs that didn't traffic in any of that. They trafficked instead in metaphor and in mystery and strangeness and, you know, angst at times. I mean, things that I just wasn't used to seeing in photographs. And it made me realize that there was a whole other world out there in photography. And as I was realizing that there was in writing too, because I was beginning to read poetry and reading novels in English classes. And so in one day, I met basically two teachers, two men, who became friends, teachers and friends for over a long, you know, several years with Gene and 40-something years with Wendell and Tanya Berry. But in one afternoon, I meet two people that changed the way I thought about writing words and photographs, pictures. And I am so thankful that I had that experience.